Alrighty, welcome to another episode of Game Changer Podcast. David Villa here with Diana Villa. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. We're in Law of Process. And I think this is the third episode of the Law of Process, and we have a few more to go. But today we're going to talk about Solomon, one of my favorite all time, especially as a business guy. Solomon is one of my favorite people in the Bible, and especially when it comes to business and looking at the marketplace. He's a pattern to really build your business after and a life of excellence. And we're going to talk about how Solomon had to deal with process just like everyone else. And a scripture I'm going to throw out here, and this is the NIV version, Proverbs 4:18. I love it, by the way. You know, as a business owner and a leader, you know, Proverbs is probably one of my favorite overall books. And you could just go through Proverbs and just read and see the wisdom that was just poured out in the scriptures. And it's just such really life applicable scriptures. And so super, super great book. I love it. But Proverbs 4:18 says, "The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day." The path of the righteous. And so that's the thing I want to point out. So it's not just anyone's path, it's the path of the righteous. And so when God penned this, when Solomon penned this with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you know, I'm thinking, you know, this man who had all the wisdom given by God is talking about the process. And really, he called it the path of the righteous. So he's looking at the path and saying, hey, everyone has a path, but the righteous have a path that's different than other people. And their path is like the morning sun, and it shines ever brighter till the full light of the day. And if you look at it, the Bible says a day is as 1,000 years. It really even kind of is more profound, because you look at it and you know, that full light of day might take some time to get there. You know, the sun comes up in the morning, rises, and then sets. And during that day, it just kind of, you know, makes its way across the sky from one side to the other. And if you look at it that way, and you look at it like the process, or months or years or days or weeks, then it might take some time for that sun to shine fully. But Proverbs 4:18 says that that's the path of the righteous. And so in the book of Proverbs, we find the wisdom of King Solomon, who was known for his great understanding and discernment. One of the important principles that Solomon teaches us is the law of process. And the principle emphasizes the journey of growth and development in our lives as we walk in righteousness and seek wisdom from God. So we've been talking about the law of process. And, you know, Solomon, I think the reason I like it so much as a business owner and as a leader specifically, and you can apply it to all parts of your life, but is Solomon was the son of David. David, you know, is probably likely the most famous, you know, person in the Bible, somebody who's preached about often. And then this guy has to come and follow in the footsteps of his father. And, you know, I looked at it like, you know, when he was seeking God and getting ready to walk into this position, there was nerves there. There was an expectation. There were, like, I've got to follow in the footsteps of, you know, of my dad, who is loved by everyone and who is a great king. And so Solomon knew this. And I think that there was some nervousness there. There was some apprehension. And, you know, I love the fact that we know the story where Solomon, you know, God tells him, says, ask for anything, you know, and I'll give it to you. And Solomon asked for wisdom. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for fame. He didn't ask for a long life, but he asked for wisdom to govern the people. He saw this big responsibility that he had. And he said, you know what? I need your wisdom, God, to lead your people. I can't do this without you. And, you know, the story goes on to say that God granted him. He was, you know, he praised him or basically complimented him for asking for wisdom. And because you asked for wisdom, I'm going to give you long life, fame, and fortune. And Solomon became one of the wealthiest people that ever lived. And so, you know, there's a process there. But the first beginning of the process, I think kind of that's where we could start here. The beginning of process, Solomon asked God, and he made God part of the journey before he ever stepped into it. He didn't know the outcome. He didn't know what God was going to do, right? He didn't know how God was going to do it and what was going to happen. But when asked, he asked for wisdom. And I think that's really important. And I think that's really important when you look at the process to begin with. You know, how we start is important. We always look at how we finish. And then sometimes we get tripped up in the middle and we start looking around. And that's typically when we start learning the lesson of process. But how important is it to really learn from the very beginning that we need to include God in our plans? And then when we do that, then we are now on the path of the righteous.
Well, I think that probably shows his maturity, because I think most people, if they could request anything from God and knew God was going to answer it, mm-hmm. I think his request to the Lord was about longevity,
right.
The long haul, because he's like, if I have wisdom, it'll guide me in the rest versus, I mean, if we think about ourselves, we sometimes think the short term, and so it would have been instant gratification. And so he was thinking of the long term, and it was also probably about serving the people. You know, that also says his maturity and like laying himself, like it was about more than just himself. Mm-hmm. So riches would have probably been about himself. Wisdom was about, okay, here's the long haul, because with wisdom you can learn how to deal with finances, how to deal with struggle, how to deal with building, how to deal with discipleship, how to deal with all those things. So wisdom, he knew enough to ask for the big thing versus like a little piece of it. Mm-hmm. So I think that talks about maturity. And I think that's really important in the Lord, right? As we grow in our faith, maturity is what causes us to ask those long-term things of God versus these instant gratifications. Like, hey, Lord, I have this, you know, bill that I don't know how I'm going to pay it, so I just need you, versus, hey, not only I need this need met, but God, I need wisdom on how to manage my finances, because no amount of money, there's statistically how many people win the lottery,
yeah,
and still end up broke is because they didn't ask for wisdom and they didn't surround themselves with people of wisdom of how to manage that. So I think that says a lot about his maturity as a person and the Lord. But I think you're right. There was probably some insecurity stepping into the shoes of his father. Mm-hmm. And so knowing like, hey, I might not want to do everything the way he did, but God's got a plan and a purpose for me. And it may not be the same as my father's, but I'm going to ask the Lord for, you know, wisdom on, okay, what are the next steps?
Yeah. And it was actually, you know, even though his dad was famous and his dad had a heart after God, and we see so many stories, again, we preach so much more on David and the life of David and what David did. There's so many, probably way more animated stories there that surround David and the life of David. Solomon, really, David didn't even do what Solomon did. David did, you know, kind of the opposite. It was a process. And we talked, you know, about the law process in David as well. But if you look at Solomon, you know, he started out that way. He started out, and I think that he was looking at legacy as well. He was looking at like, this is what was built, and I don't want to let these people down.
Yeah.
And I don't want to let my dad's legacy down. So Solomon's life, you know, in itself is a testament to the law of process. Remember, this series is about not just about process, right? But it's about how process is really a law when it comes to the things of the Lord. So when Solomon became king, he humbly acknowledged his need for wisdom, asked God for it. And you can find that story in 1 Kings 3:9. God, who is pleased with Solomon's request, granted him not only wisdom, but riches and honor. However, this is important too. Solomon did not become wise overnight. It wasn't a genie lamp. God granted it, said, I'm going to give you wisdom. But, you know, wisdom doesn't come instantly. Wisdom by default has to come through experience and through, you know, being faced with the decision. Solomon had the decision to make the right decision or had the choice to make the right decision or the wrong decision multiple times throughout his life. And there was a big passage too where Solomon later on, you know, goes through and talks about just really how you know, everything that he accomplished was really nothing when it was compared to God.
Well, and I think it also talks about his humility from the standpoint he could have, by right being the king's son, approached that with a haughty, prideful, arrogant,
it's my right.
Yeah, it's my right. Mm-hmm. Versus recognizing humbly his need for God.
Yeah.
And I think we all have to come to that place of recognizing, you know, I've talked about this many times. In the beginning of the year, the Lord began to deal with me about not just saying, this is the day the Lord has made, I'll rejoice and be glad in it, but to invite him in. Like, he recognized the need to invite God in to what was next and to guide him. And I think sometimes by rights, especially we've had someone that's gone before us, right, our parents, like, do you know who my dad is? Like, he could have like taken that stance, but he was like, do you know who my father is?
Yeah.
And I think there was a difference in that. Like, he still, you know, laid down humbly knowing that he needed, you know, it's godly wisdom, godly guidance.
How we can apply that in the New Testament in our lives as Christians, as Christ followers, is to really invite God in daily.
Yeah.
You know, it's a daily thing. Give me today my daily bread, you know. And so the law of process, when we look at it, I think it teaches us that growth and maturity takes time. And just as the Bible says in Proverbs 4:18, the morning sun, just as the morning sun gradually rises, shining brighter until the full light of day, so our spiritual and personal development requires patience and perseverance. We don't like those words. You know, patience, we hate. We don't like that word. We don't like patience, especially today. You know, we're in an instant gratification society. We've gotten more and more that way over time. Everything is about convenience and about, I want it now. I'm ready for it now. I want to have it now. And then also perseverance, because the reality is we're not going to have it now. And so whether you ask for patience or not, or whether you walk in patience or not, you know, you're going to, in your journey with Christ in your life, you're going to have to understand the thought and the concept of patience. And then, so what happens is, you know, when you have patience and you learn to operate in it, then the perseverance becomes a little easier. When you don't have patience, you're still gonna have to persevere, but then it becomes a lot of times like holding on. Like, I'm still holding on, I'm still waiting, and you know, it becomes a struggle. And so, you know, we can't expect to become wise or experience transformation overnight. It is a daily, as you mentioned, commitment to pursuing God's truth, aligning our hearts with His word and allowing Him to shape us into His likeness. So it's a daily thing. Hey God, today I need your help. You know, it's not just like, hey, today I have.
But
this.
I think it's not just an asking. Also, the word in there is pursuing, pursuit. Mm-hmm. So we can't just ask for wisdom, then we have to pursue it. Because I mean, God can do anything, right? But right. We have to be in pursuit of that. We can't just wait. Most likely, God's not going to, you know, drop a box on our front porch and have us and open it up and go, oh, there's wisdom.
Right.
There is a pursuit. There is something. There is an action that we have to take, and God will meet us there.
That's good. That's good. So looking at scripture, scripture reminds us that the path of the righteous shines ever brighter. That's going back to Proverbs 4:18. So as we walk in obedience to God's commands and surrender ourselves, there's another word that we don't like, right? To His guidance, because, you know, we want to be in control. We like the idea of having God there to bail us out, but He's not a God that's interested in bailing us out. He's a God that's interested in being the Lord of our lives. And so when we surrender to His guidance, then here's what happens. Then He leads us down a path. There's that path again of increasing clarity and understanding. So, you know, as you're going down that path with Him, and it's shining bright on that path. What's another scripture in Psalms that Solomon's father wrote? David said, I'll hide your word in my heart so they might not sin against you. He also said, your word is what? A lamp unto my feet, a light to my path. So the word of God shines bright on our path, you know, and that leads us to clarity and understanding. So the process of growth involves reading and studying the word of God. I'm going to say that again. The process of growth involves reading, not just reading it, but also studying. And when you study it, you are beginning to apply it. But then also, as you said, seeking His presence in prayer, allowing His spirit to work in us, transforming us from the inside out. Because that's really where it comes from, right? It's not the outside in. It's not getting the prize and then working on it backward. It's really God's patient with us, and He is long-suffering. So He wants to work it from the inside out. So there's a transformation there.
You know, I had a picture when you were talking about this, the sun shining. Mm-hmm. You know, when the sun comes up, does it shine any less when there's a rain cloud? No, it's still shining. Mm-hmm. It's just the rain cloud is just kind of covering it, because mm-hmm. who hasn't sat there and watched the clouds kind of move, or the earth move, the atmosphere, whatever. There may be something that is blocking, but it's not shining any dimmer. So the word of God in your life may feel like there's rain clouds separating you from the light of God and the truth of God's word. It's there. It's still shining. Can you yet still see it and trust that even, or when you can't see it, you're still going to trust that the sun is still shining brighter than your circumstances.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So let's look at something else here. Solomon encourages us to seek wisdom above all else in Proverbs 4:7. So think about that. He encourages us to seek wisdom above all else. This means that we must prioritize understanding God's ways and His truth. So we have to make it a priority to seek wisdom. And when we do that, then we're prioritizing really understanding His ways and His truth. And the Bible clearly says that God's ways are what? Above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. So in the natural, without him, we're not going to think like him. We're not going to act like him. So we have to seek wisdom so that we can get the wisdom of God, so that we can understand his ways and his truth. And so we must be willing to be teachable. We don't like that, right? Admitting our need for growth, and then embracing the lessons that come through both successes and failures. We love the successes. We don't like the failures. But, you know, the reality is failure, or what we call failure, you know, the losses, so to speak, are real. So it's not just a life of successes, but it's a life of ups and downs. It's a life of winning and losing, and it's a life of successes and failures. And we have to embrace that and the lessons that come through both of them. And, you know, I can look back, even though I much rather have the successes and much rather, you know, think about those times, because those are the things that we cling to. The reality is, over the course of years that we've been married, we've been in business, raised kids, things like that, and lived, you know, financially, mentally, emotionally, physically, relationally, spiritually, you know, we have seen successes and failures. And I can say that I have learned more in the failures than anything else in the law of process.
I think looking back. So mm-hmm. I feel like even when we've had successes in certain areas, when I look back, I could still see where I could have done it better with the Lord's help.
Yeah.
Right. So we have, you know, successes in certain things, but even when we look back, like, hey, it could have been a little bit stronger if this, and if I would have maybe asked the Lord's help here, or I would have, you know, the Lord sent people in my life to say, hey, do this. And so it was a little bit tougher. There was still a success at the end of it, but it could have been a little bit easier. So I think even looking back at your successes and where you can grow from that, because even though you find success, that doesn't mean that you couldn't have done some things better. I love going out of meetings, whether they're good meetings or hard meetings. I am a type of person that reflects back, like, hey, what did I do well? What could I have done better? What can I improve upon? Mm-hmm. You know, what do I need to be accountable for? Maybe I let the situation get the best of me, and maybe I misspoke or said something that I shouldn't have, or I let circumstances dictate the way I handled something. So I think looking back is really important at successes and failures. So I think it's important to learn from our failures, but I think it's important to learn from successes too, because I think there's some things that we can improve upon. Just because we had success doesn't mean there's not something we couldn't improve upon.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. Well, the law process teaches us every step we take, every lesson we learn, and every season we endure contributes to our growth and prepares us for the future God has planned for us. How do you think the law process prepares us for what God has planned for us? Think about that. So God has a plan. Jeremiah 29 says, my plans are good. His plans are for hope. It's for a future. It's for growth. It's for good, right? He has plans for our good. And then Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. So how does looking at the plan of God, which is ultimately good for us, how does the law process, no matter what the seasons are, how does it contribute to our growth and prepare us for the future God's plan for us?
I think it builds a stronger foundation. I think is that endurance, that I think it prepares us because it allows us to be stronger, in my opinion, mm-hmm. versus just flippantly, you know, rash. I don't know. I can see that mm-hmm. sometimes as a weak, although I do think sometimes you have to make quick decisions. I'm not saying that, but I think when you have the process, it kind of causes you to look at it a little bit more, see maybe a weak spot. So I think that process, I don't know, for me, it's like, I think of the turtle versus the rabbit. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're not careful, we can be so, you know, set on getting to the end that we're not focusing on what we're doing in between.
Yeah. How about, you know, we look at our way versus God's way, our plan versus his plan. And, you know, as a Christ follower, you know, you start following Christ and he begins to place purpose in your life. And, you know, through natural ambitions and human desires and things like that, you know, we all desire to have purpose. But then when it's tied to God's plan, that purpose always involves other people. If you think about it, it's if God's going to call you to great purpose and give you any influence whatsoever, then it's to impact the lives of people around you, people that you lead, people that work for you, people that you minister to, you know, depending on what, depending on where you are and what it is. But no matter what it is, even if you're not, you know, some influencer, you're not doing a podcast or you're not ministering, you're not a boss, you know, running a company or whatever, you have people that you influence, your family, you know, those around you, your coworkers. And, you know, so I look at it as like how I look at that question and I say, okay, how does, and I agree with everything you said, and it's something from another perspective, how does it contribute to our growth and prepare us for the future God planned for us? Because how will I know how to you know, help others. You know, the wisdom Solomon asked for was to lead a people. It wasn't just for him. You know, like we think like he asked for that. So he became wealthy. He became famous. He became a person with long life and a person full of wisdom because he asked for it. But why did he ask for that? Go back to why he asked for it. He asked for that because of the task that he was a godly man. And God said, okay, this is your purpose. You're going to run this kingdom. Well, he looked at it and went, I can't run this kingdom. And he actually said, all these people, you know, how can I govern these people without your wisdom? So he looked at it as like, how can I impact and be, you know, the position that I have in their lives? How can I do that without your wisdom? So I think that, you know, the very thing that God's placed on the inside of you.
So could there be a little bit of fear of failure?
Oh, 100%.
There was probably a little bit of fear of failure. And that's why I was like, well, I'm scared I'm going to not measure up. And so God, I'm going to ask you to help me in that. I never really thought about it from that perspective, but there probably was a little bit of fear of failure in that.
Yeah. That's
question.
Good. Yeah, there definitely was. So if you're watching, where does that come in for you? If you're watching, you know, fear, our pastor has been talking about fear this past Sunday. And, you know, there's a difference in a spirit of fear and having a, he asked the question early in the message. He said, you know, people ask him if he's ever nervous, you know, before he speaks. And he said, I'm always nervous because of the weight of what I'm carrying. And that's kind of where I feel like this type of mantle, this type of responsibility comes in. It's not a spirit of fear. It's the weight of what you're carrying and knowing that I don't want to let people down, you know, with what God's called me to do. And so I think that Solomon walked in, you know, had that apprehension, but he asked the right question. He asked God for help. And so, so let me say this. So we have to be patient, you know, with ourselves and with God's timing. There's that word again, right? And we have to trust that he is working in us. And that's a fact. If you're alive and you're breathing and you serve God, he's working in you. And he's molding us into vessels of honor. And I'm thinking about Jeremiah 18, the potter's wheel. When I think about molding, I always think about that scripture, you know, where even if it's discarded, even if it's cracked or discarded by the world or discounted, you know, God specializes, even when he handpicked the disciples, you know, he specialized in picking those that were least likely to succeed, those that were counted out by others, and he put them on the wheel and he utilized and remolded. And so he's molding us and he's doing that to put us, to make us into vessels of honor. Whose honor? His honor. And so as we walk the path of righteousness, staying committed to the process, then I believe we'll experience the transformation that God desires for us. You know, we're becoming more like Christ who is formed in us. It's kind of like you know, our daughter-in-law and our youngest daughter are both pregnant, and what's forming on the inside of them is going to eventually come out, and it's going to come out, you know, to be the blessing that God intended for those little girls to be. You know, our oldest daughter has a granddaughter who's 3, almost 4. She's a blessing. And so that's a process. And so I believe that if we stay committed, then we're going to experience that transformation that he desires for us. And our lives will shine brighter and our lives will reflect his glory. And most importantly, whatever your sphere of influence, whatever it is, it doesn't matter that if it's not thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds, it could be dozens, it could be one, but ultimately our life's going to reflect his glory and lead others to seek him. And that's what it's all about.
The process is about development. Mm. It's about developing, getting better, getting, you know, sometimes there's some mountains you go around a few times, but then as you grow as a person, it's like, oh, this is going to be the only first and only time I go around this mountain. So I think it's about developing. And we notice, I think more, the more we seek God and the more we ask for wisdom, I think he helps us based on the power of the Holy Spirit and discernment. We recognize. So I think wisdom allows us to recognize things that are coming in that could cause us to get off course. Mm-hmm. So I think wisdom also has to do with not only building properly, but I think it has to do with like recognizing the things that could trip us up ahead of time. You don't have to, you know, trip up. You can, you know, walk in the way of the Lord, you know, without having to. I think that there's something about, you know, the potholes and learning from them. But I think if you have the ability and wisdom to, you know, avoid them and help other people avoid them, like, that's awesome, right? That's a great, the process of going through that obviously isn't about you. What if we never shared with people? Like, I've heard an analogy before of like, if you've seen someone driving down a road 100 miles an hour and there's a cliff at the end, would you watch them drive off it, or will you somehow begin to flag them down?
Yep.
And I think that that's where it shows like, okay, you've learned from it, there's wisdom in it, and now I'm going to talk about it and share it so that someone else doesn't have to do the same thing.
I was saying, when you said develop, I was thinking about, you know, today we cheapen, you know, sometimes social media posts and things like that by adding a filter, you know, and filters are great. Somebody developed them and there's a lot of work going into them, but I'm thinking about, don't cheapen your process with a filter, you know.
That's
don't shortcut the development that can only come through time and only come through the wisdom of God. So, very good stuff. Why don't we do this, Diana? Why don't you say a prayer over those watching here as we wrap this up? And we're going to spend the next few weeks, next few episodes going over the law process more. So this is, we're just kind of almost halfway through it, but I'm getting a lot out of this myself. And when I wrote these, you know, we just put a plan out on YouVersion, the law process. So you can find these if you're on the YouVersion Bible app. You know, you can just type in David Villa, or you can type in the law process and you can find that plan as well. And every one that we're going over on the podcast is there in the Bible app. I encourage you to get that and download it, and it'll bless you. But the law process is teaching me a lot as well. And it's just really reminding me of what we've gone through in life, you know, and what the purpose is.
So. Systems usually are a system breaker.
I am.
I'm a rule follower. But Father, yes, we thank you for wisdom and understanding that you provide. Yes. Help us to embrace the law of process in our lives, knowing that growth takes time. Lord, let us be so tuned into your ear, God, that we would not want to take shortcuts. But Father, we'd follow out the process all the way. Give us patience and perseverance to seek Lord. Your wisdom daily, trusting that you are at work in us and that you have gone before us and you're working on our behalf. May our lives shine brighter as we journey with you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, so here's a reflection today. Take a moment right now, if you're listening or if you're watching, to reflect on your journey of growth. I want you to look at it. Just think about it for a second. This isn't designed to condemn you. This is designed to help us and challenge us. In what areas do you sense God calling you to embrace the law of process? It's going to happen. Process is a real thing. It's a law. So I'm talking about, what's God calling you to embrace it? How can you actively seek wisdom and align your life with God's word as you continue on his path and this path of growth? Amen.
I think embracing means you're grabbing a hold of it. So make sure you're grabbing a hold of it. Because I've been in an embrace that I'm just standing there like...
stubborn.
No, but embrace it. Grab a hold of it.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us today. If this blessed you, make sure you share it with someone. You can subscribe to our podcast on YouTube. And also click the little bell for notifications. That way you don't ever miss an episode. Also, we drop our GC Talks podcast every other week as well, where I interview a lot of leaders and talk about leadership. If you want to follow us on Spotify and Apple, please do subscribe there as well. And if you're on social media, make sure you tag us. We want to see what God's doing in your life. We get so blessed to see what God's doing in your life and to stay in tune with everything that we're doing here in the Marketplace Ministry. Make sure you download our Game Changer app. There's a community of over 13,000 people that have downloaded the app, glory be to God, over the last year. And you can download that app everywhere apps are downloadable, and that's Apple, Google Store, Android, what have you. And we appreciate you very much, and we look forward to the next episode of Game Changer Podcast.